Hello?
Your grandmother's drawers are sitting on top of faded yellow gerbils.
Multiple orgasms for red hippos on the Tiber.
1, 2, buckle my D's Island tunnel.
Purple velvet whoopee cushions, drowning on Monday.
The president's thighs incandescently illuminated in the light of the setting sun.
Typewriter ribbons dropping whipped cream for blue icicles in May.
I sold my grandmother's gerbils to the KGB.
There are tiny dwarves in your yellow dump trucks.
What? Hey, okay, hold on a minute. Just let me find this in the code book here. The tiny dwarves near... Tiny dwarves? What? Tiger's, ribbon... No. This isn't in the code book. What is this? Some kind of a joke? What are you? Some kind of a commie spy or something? What do you mean? Tiny dwarves near yellow dump trucks, for crying out loud.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Grand Old Opry. My name is Johnny Smashed, and I'm here with my guest, Captain Zeron and Arlo Gutless. And first of all, we're going to have a little song for you that I wrote when I was down in Arkansas. Song's called Big Tough Stud. Well, I'm a big tough stud, and I'm rolling in mud, soaking up the summer sun. On Saturday nights, I take my girl Pearl and sometimes call her hun. Got a hairy chest and a polka dot vest. I don't never wash my face. When I'm slopping my hogs in my old working dogs, I move with charm and grace.
'Cause I'm a big tough stud and I'm rolling in mud, soaking up the summer sun. On Saturday nights, I take my girl Pearl and sometimes I call her hun.
Got a big long whip, big black boots, spurs that sparkle and shine. I put them on my feet and I ride into town, dragging my girl behind.
'Cause I'm a big tough stud and I'm rolling in mud, soaking up the summer sun.
On Saturday nights, I take my girl Pearl and sometimes I call her hun. Well, I work all day, I punch in the cows and I eat my beans out of the cans. I put on my wig and my big high heels and go drinking with the hired hands.
'Cause I'm a big tough stud and I'm rolling in mud, soaking up the summer sun.
On Saturday nights, I take my girl Pearl and sometimes I call her hun. Oh well, to say that I'm tough, and it's sure true enough, I prove it every day of the week. I'll bust any man's jaw, then I'll put on my bra and go play hide and seek.
'Cause I'm a big tough stud and I'm rolling in mud, soaking up the summer sun.
Sing it out!
Saturday nights, I take my girl Pearl and sometimes I call her hun.
One more time!
I'm a big tough stud and I'm rolling in mud, soaking up the summer sun. On Saturday nights, I take my girl Pearl and sometimes I call her hun.
Thank you! All right. My next guest with me this evening is our good friend Arlo Gutless with his song, The Hobo's Lament. It's a very sad song that Arlo wrote when he was down in Richmond, Virginia, and I'll let him go on right now.
Howdy. My name's Arlo Gutless. My daddy was Woody Gutless. I'm going to sing The Hobo's Lament for you. I was born on an old army blanket. I've been drifting for most of my life. I've never had me a girlfriend, so of course I don't have me a wife. And I ride the rails and I eat out of pails, and I don't call nobody friend. And I never get paid and I never get laid. Oh God, I wish my life would end. Very long intro. I travel from city to city. I never stay more than a night. I go to sleep in an alleyway and get up when the sky turns light. And I ride the rails and I eat out of pails and I don't call nobody friend. And I never get paid and I never get laid. Oh God, I wish my life would end. I've traveled across this great big land without a companion or pal. I'm married to my right hand, it's just as good as a gal. And I ride the rails and I eat out of pails and I don't call nobody friend. And I never get paid and I never get laid. Oh God, I wish my life would end. Wherever I roam, wherever I go, people shudder and turn away. It's just the same at the cat house, I just can't seem to get a good lay. And I ride the rails and I eat out of pails and I don't call nobody friend. And I never get paid and I never get laid. Oh God, I wish my life would end. But I'm a sensitive, intelligent person. I love wine, music, and art. It's only 'cause I haven't eaten that I reek, vomit, and fart. And I ride the rails and I eat out of pails and I don't call nobody friend. And I never get paid and I never get laid. Oh God, I wish my life would end. Final verse. Thank God. I'd love to bathe in chocolate and be whipped by a cat of nine tails, but it's only the rich that can do that. It's always the hobo that fails. And I ride the rails and I eat out of pails and I don't call nobody friend. And I never get paid, and I never get laid. Oh God, I wish my life would end. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Arlo. Our next guest is a very unusual fella. A very unusual fella from indeed. He's just come in from Mars. And let's have a big hand for Captain Zeron.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Captain Zeron once again with a short musical interlude for you. This is a song by a good friend of mine who I met here on Earth, James Taylor. Take to the highway, won't you lend me your name? You and my race seem to be running the same. Mama, don't you understand it? Rats know where I've been. Have to be some kind, not your bone food, running past that raging, 'cause you know I can feel it. On the country road. Country road. Come on home to Jesus, all you good girls and boys. I'm all in pieces, you can have your own choice. But I got a heavenly band full of angels coming to set me free. Don't know nothing but the wire and but you know it's bound to be, 'cause you know I can feel it. On a country road. On a country road.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you very much for tuning in to the Grand Old Opry tonight. This is Jonas Smash with my good friend Arlo Gutless and Captain Zeron all the way from Mars. Be with us again next week. And I'd like to thank my... Oh, never mind. Just screw the whole thing.
I have something to tell you, Marcia. Something very important to both of us. These past few months I've known you, our love has grown and bloomed to its fullness. But there was something there, something deep down inside both of us that, well, it's been festering inside me now. We've had good times together. We've enjoyed each other's company. We've made love. Anyway, it's been growing deep inside me now. And it's coming to the fore. It's rising in me now. And
my soldiers, as I sit here this evening, I must say to all of you, you fine lads who have been the pride of this army and of this organization, and at this time when you, our children, are about to leave for the foreign parts of the world to fight in a war which we must bring a decisive victory, I would like to assure you now that as you leave, this will be your finest hour. Hour! 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 Hour!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alistair Crook. Tonight in the Festival Hall, you'll be witnessing a very, very fine performance. The two gifted performers, Richard Burton and Sir John Gielgud, will be on the platform tonight. The show is about to begin now, so let me take you down onto the main platform here in the Festival Hall for the beginning of this truly fine performance. The curtain is rising now, and Gielgud and Burton are standing at either side of the ring. The match is just about to begin. And there's a headlock by Burton. A beautiful headlock, I might say. He's got Gielgud down, he's got him pinned down, and he's coming up. Oh dear, there's a flying mare! A flying mare by Gielgud! He's got Burton! He's taking Burton! Burton is absolutely almost helpless, but no! He's riposted! He's taken Gielgud! He's got him in a head scissor! A beautiful head scissor trapped between the thighs! The crowd is going wild! Ladies and gentlemen, at the age of 82, John Gielgud has got Burton pinned down against the mat! He's pinned him down, both shoulders! It looks as though the match is going to be finished! Incredible! And yes, indeed, the match is over. They're holding up Gielgud's hand at the moment, and Burton is getting up. He's looking rather groggy. He's heading over to one of the cameramen. He's talking to the cameraman as Gielgud's hand is being raised, and I believe that he is... Oh, what's he doing? He's grabbed a stick. He's grabbed a stick from one of the members of the audience, and he's coming across the stage with a stick. He's poking Gielgud. He's poking Gielgud with the stick. And I must say, he's not showing very good sportsmanship at all by this. And it seems that... Oh dear. Gielgud has thoroughly debased his victory. He's taken a camera from one of the people standing at the side of the stage, and he is hitting Burton. He's hitting Burton over the head with the camera. The two gentlemen are not displaying the sportsmanship that we would have expected in a match like this, but... Oh, and oh dear, the two of them have gone at it!
Gilwood has knocked Burton's front teeth out. He's hitting him over the head again with an umbrella. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have to end our broadcast of this extremely unfortunate match right away. I really had expected something a little bit more aesthetic. In any case, be with us again next week when we will be having a live videotape recording of the Duke of Edinburgh falling down the stairs while looking for the loo. Our next segment of our program concerns sex.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Straight Talk on Sex on the Sunday Forum. This is episode number 3 in a series of 9. My name is Leonard Richter, and this afternoon we are going to be discussing the problems of sex, and in particular, what sexual attraction is all about in men and women. With me, we have the resident amateur gynecologist, Dr. Richard Saxton, who will discuss with us the problems and the aforementioned sexual attractions. Now, Dr. Saxton, could you tell us a few of the signs that men and women give each other to indicate that they want sex? And in particular, what would you look for in a woman who wanted to have sex?
Well, first of all, I'd like to state that the problem is actually a whole lot deeper than all that. What we feel as human beings that we look for in a woman is not particular whether she wants sex. I think that's a rather crude way of putting it myself, the idea of looking at somebody as if they're not quite human at all, as, you know, and wanting sex. No, I think that one of the greatest...
Come on. Okay, just keep on going. Edit it out.
No, I think that the main thing that attracts men to women is actually big tits. At least this is what I feel. There's nothing more actually stimulating to me than a chick with big tits.
Big tits? Well, I was speaking of the more subtle signs.
I would go as far as to say huge tits. Huge ones, you know? The ones that sort of push out in front with when they're wearing those sweaters, you know, those sweaters that they wear, the
yes,
tight ones, tight nylon ones, especially green. I really get off on those. And got some of the chicks that we have, that I'm with, big, oh, you wouldn't believe the size of those tits. They're enormous.
Actually, I've been sort of a thigh man, a big fleshy thighs, plump and juicy. I can bury myself in the billowy folds of flesh and thighs.
Oh, well, you know what it's like then. You know what I'm talking
jeans,
about.
Those thighs, I love them.
You understand what I say when I speak about breasts. Breasts. Simmering and savoring in the summer. In the summer sun. It's incredible, honestly.
Well, I'm showing the signs of the male sexual stimulation now.
I'm afraid you, As you can see, this is definitely a very important factor, of course, in sexual attraction.
Yes, I can see that, sir. Yes, it's time for a commercial now. We'll come back with more Straight Talk on Sex on Sunday Forum
A
minute.
Oh, really? Is this a commercial with the chick with the big tits?
Yeah, man, really big tits. She's just got sensation.
Thank you very much. Well, Boyd, it's really great to be out here tonight to give the Comedy Awards of the Year to the deserving comedians.
Yes, Candy, it's a great tribute to these funny men who make us laugh and forget our troubles, who bring us joy and happiness to each of us in these troubled times.
Right, Boyd, we need someone to make us laugh while we're waiting in those long gas lineups.
Well, Candy, the nominees are Cheech and Chong for their divorce album.
Monty Python's Flying Circus for And Now for Something Completely Mundane.
And the Firesign Theater for I Think We're All Bozos on the Pliers and Everything You Know Is Boring.
And the winners are Ian Bray, Roger Ward, and Anina Bernardo, for there are tiny dwarves in your yellow dump trucks?